For the past few years, many Republican House speakers, including current Speaker Richard Corcoran, have made making changes to the Florida retirement system a priority. In particular, it's making changes to the default retirement option if a new employee doesn't make a choice. The current default is the more popular retirement option known as the traditional pension plan. So House sponsor North Fort Myers Republican Matt Caldwell wants to change that to the 401k-style investment plan.
And so all we're doing is changing the default, the choice we make for them when they decline to make a choice after given multiple opportunities, and they still retain the option to switch. If at some point in the future they realize, You, the state, has defaulted me into the investment plan, but I really do want to be in the pension plan, they have the option to make that switch at any point.
Still, Rich Templin with the AFL-CIO says while that's true that a person can switch from the investment plan to the pension plan, there's a caveat.
They have the option to go back into the pension plan, but it will cost them thousands of dollars out of pocket. This is so important. There is no choice. When you're telling someone who's making $40,000 a year that they've got to come up with thousands of dollars out of pocket to buy back into the pension plan.
Many Democrats and union groups like Templin's have opposed the default provision, saying the investment plan is more risky and changing the default could destabilize the pension fund, which is seen as one of the best in the country as it's 84% funded. Still, the House last week passed a bill along party lines with Democrats opposed. The Senate, meanwhile, never had a measure that included that provision. That is, until this week. In the past, the Senate has never had the votes, but Clearwater Republican Jack Latvala, the Senate's budget chairman, indicated it could be part of the ongoing negotiations with the House.
That's part of what's under consideration now. We're working on that issue along with, they have their priorities, we have our priorities, and this is a time of year where we try to sink them.
So the bill had its first hearing in the Senate Governmental Oversight and Accountability Committee Monday. As the panel chair, Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley is the bill's sponsor. Along with the controversial default change, his bill includes a benefit for firefighters who contract certain types of cancers due to their job. And Baxley says with less than 2 weeks left in session, he just wants to get this over the finish line.
I mainly want to get this over to the appropriation so it can be a part of that discussion. This is a template. We may have some different tires and wheels on it before it gets out on the floor. But I really feel a responsibility from this committee to move this into the process.
And the measure narrowly passed Baxley's committee 4-3 with Democrats opposed. It nearly became a casualty of former Republican Senator Frank Artilla's resignation. Because he was no longer on the 7-member panel, the measure could have died on a tie vote. But Senate President Joe Negron appointed his majority leader, Wilson Simpson, to fill that slot, so the bill still had a chance. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.